Nantucket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5, 6 minutes after the hour on this Friday morning. Thank you for listening. She'll come about half hour from now. Our usual Friday guest, April Marie Fogle of Alabama Today. Make sure that you stick around for that. Very pleased to bring on my next guest. Very, very generous with his time. Comes on whenever we ask. Makes some time available, and we're very grateful for that. Congressman Mo Brooks from Alabama's 5th Congressional District, running for U.S. Senate here in Alabama. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today, Jeff?
Doing well, doing well. Is Eric Swalwell been hiding out in your bushes or anything? What's going on there with this so-called lawsuit that's making all the headlines suddenly?
The lawsuit is pure politics. Any attorney worth his salt would have had me served long ago. Keep in mind that under the law, it is the plaintiff's job to serve the defendant. The defendant doesn't have to go searching for a lawsuit. And today, they have failed in their job to serve. And this idea that I'm hiding out somehow, that's absurd. You've seen me publicly. I've been in Mobile. I was at the USS Mobile commissioning by way of example. I was at the Alabama District Attorneys Association over in Point Clear speaking to them. I've been all over the state of Alabama in public settings. Better yet, I've been on the House floor about 100 times, the same time Eric Swalwell has been on the House floor voting. He gets notice in advance of when those votes are going to take place. I get notice in advance of when those votes are going to take place. We both go vote at the same time. It's just absurd, but I'm not going to help him out. He's got a frivolous lawsuit. He's got to dot the I's and cross the T's and comply with the legal requirements. And to date, he has utterly failed at doing that.
Yeah, and just to catch people up, you're being sued because Congressman Swalwell alleges that you were, in part at least, responsible for what had happened on January 6th, given you had given a speech there. So, and what is sort of a bizarre turn here, he has filed a lawsuit against you personally.
Well, if the judge who has the case will follow the law, it is quite clear that the law requires that I be dismissed from this suit forthwith. Now, it's in the District of Columbia, and we have some pretty left-wing activist judges who may not follow the law, in which case I'll have to appeal it. But if they follow established law, no ambiguity whatsoever, the case will be dismissed against me once I make that presentation. But in the meantime, Eric Swalwell is doing this for purely political purposes. I have a lot of thoughts as to why. Perhaps the most prominent one is to get people to refocus on something different than the news not that long ago that it was discovered that he was vetting a communist Chinese spy while he was on the House Intelligence Committee and neglected to reveal that to the House leadership in a timely fashion. And he's still on the House Intelligence Committee, even after he covered up his sexual relationship with a communist Chinese spy. So, you know, we'll see how it all plays out. But I'm not going to hear from that one bit. This guy is not a very honorable person. He's far left-wing socialist. He came to Alabama not that long ago and attacked the Second Amendment right to bear arms and told someone in the audience that if people won't voluntarily give up their firearms, then he'll send the police out to go get them. Well, his problem in Alabama with that kind of statement is that the police are on our side.
Well, it's one of the more bizarre political stories of the year, but I got to think it does kind of showcase, at least in my mind, the priorities of the Democratic Party right now. And, you know, he's a somewhat prominent Democrat, a member of Congress, ran for president of the United States, not very well, but did so. And you get to contrast whatever is you're running on for U.S. Senate compared to that and where the focus is right now.
Well, I tend to focus on the United States Senate race and my duties as a United States Congressman in Washington, D.C., but when the media brings up this stuff and misrepresents what's going on, particularly who has the duty to do what in litigation, not understanding that it's the plaintiff's job, job one, out of all others, job one is to serve the defendants with a copy of the complaint, okay? I'll talk about that when the media wants to, but I much prefer to talk about the U.S. Senate race or what's happening in Washington, D.C., and the dangers that these left-wing nut jobs pose to the United States of America and our future.
We're joined by Congressman Mo Brooks, Alabama's 5th Congressional District. Congressman, I guess the big story right now, some of these, Anthony Fauci, the guy that is supposed to lead us out of darkness of the pandemic, and if we just put our trust in him, we'll get through this and life will get back to normal. And upon further reflection, we see some of his email correspondence, and it looks like he was just kind of winging it from the get-go, giving contradicting statements. And really, I guess the idea that, that there's a possibility that U.S. tax dollars may have been used to do research on what, you know, the origins of the virus that may have leaked out. All that will be, I figured out in due time. But sitting here today, what we know and what we can back up, what's your takeaway from where the pandemic response is under Fauci's leadership?
Fauci has misguided the American people when life and death is at stake. For a year now, Fauci's false statements have been aided and abetted by the fake news media and by big tech. For a year, the information, the evidence has been there that COVID-19 was not an accident of nature. Rather, it was a man-made virus out of the Wuhan bioweapons lab. For a year now, the scientific evidence has been that a mandate to wear a mask of any kind is ineffective. If you're going to require masks, then you need to require effective masks like N95s or N100s, not masks that are so bad they actually increase the contagion risk of COVID-19 rather than decrease it. For a year now, we have known that the Socialist Democrats and Fauci were attacking the economy in order to adversely affect Donald Trump's chances of winning the 2020 elections. After all, the economy was the best in the United States history, and that was the number one reelection tool of President Trump. But Fauci, in conspiring with the Socialist Democrats, he helped them tank our economy for about a year. And for a year now, there has been evidence that American tax dollars were actually used to pay for some of the work that was done at the Wuhan bioweapons lab. That's been brought forth by Senator Rand Paul. So after the elections, after a cooling down period of a little over 6 months, the news media starts allowing this evidence that has been around for a year to surface to where the public is able to get a hold of it, understand it, and get angry at Fauci as they should because of the misrepresentations he's made over that year about COVID-19.
Well, you think he should go? Do we need a change?
He should be
leadership?
Fired. He hasn't been honest.
And then what happens after that? Is there someone waiting in the wings? I think you're not alone to say that he should be fired and he's been dishonest, but it's then what?
There are lots of virologists in the United States of America who both have the expertise and are honest and would do a better job in guiding America through the remainder of the COVID-19 pandemic than Dr. Fauci.
Joined by Congressman Mo Brooks here on the program. Did you see the part? Now, I think this is interesting, the working with Facebook and corresponding with that and big tech. And this was such a big issue during the 2020 campaign, that censorship. I mean, it just seems like they're the priority to control the flow of information in a society where we put such a premium on the freedom of the flow of information. When it's at that level, that upper echelon it's got to be troubling to a lot of people.
Well, it ought to be. The First Amendment, freedom of speech, it has been attacked by big tech with their censorship, with their altering of messages that the citizenry wants to get out. And we should not tolerate what big tech has been doing with their censorship if we're going to remain a free society. All of this reminds me of George Orwell and 1984 and Animal Farm, the Soviet Union, Communist China. We don't want to live in that kind of society, but that is exactly where the Socialist Democrats want to take us, where they are able to suppress freedom of speech, much like they want to suppress freedom of religion, much like they want to eliminate the Second Amendment right to bear arms, and much like they want rubber stamp elections that do not reflect the will of the people who voted. So our foundational principles as a country, they're under attack on a regular basis by the socialists and their allies in the fake news media, their allies in big tech, and we're going to suffer as a country if we don't start fighting back hard enough at the ballot box to right a ship, because right now it's sinking.
Well, does it seem this way, more big picture wise, that we as Americans are generally, you know, I think in the pandemic particularly, wanted to do the right thing and went along with giving up some rights and giving up some freedoms, some constitutionally protected ones like going to church and practicing your religion. Then we went along with it in the name of the, you know, getting past the pandemic. But you have this expectation from government to be absolutely sure that they know what they're doing here, that they are giving the public good information, that they are doing, you know, everything is on the up and up when it comes to that, that they understand the science, that all the I's have been dotted, all the T's have been crossed before we start asking the public to give up constitutionally guaranteed rights. And they didn't do that at all. It seems just to me from the get-go, based on what we know now, there was just kind of a lot of guessing and figuring out things as we go along. And that seems like to me to be kind of problematic because, you know, if it's this, then who's to say they won't try something like that in the future and just say, hey, it's a national emergency. Don't question it.
I don't believe for a moment that these people were innocently misguided or they just made a mistake. This was a campaign opportunity. As Rahm Emanuel, a prominent Democrat, has publicly stated often, never let a good crisis go to waste. And so the Democrats saw COVID-19 as a tool by which they could tank the American economy in order to help the Democrat win the White House and the House and the Senate. And that strategy, to a large degree, was successful. Obviously, Joe Biden is now president of the United States. Obviously, Democrats have control of the Senate. Obviously, Democrats have retained control of the House of Representatives. It's somewhat akin to the Russian collusion strategy that the Socialist Democrats began implementing in late 2016, immediately after Donald Trump was elected. There was never any evidence that Donald Trump had colluded with the Russians. It was all 100% made up. But with the help of their allies in the fake news media and with the constant beat of the drum, the Socialist Democrats were able to persuade enough American voters to put Nancy Pelosi and the Socialist Democrats back in charge of the House of Representatives. So it was all a campaign strategy, this Russian collusion stuff. And to a very large degree, what happened with the relationship between COVID-19 and the economy in 2020 was a part of a grand political strategy. Now, don't get me wrong. COVID-19 still had risk and dangers associated with it, okay? I don't want to minimize it. But there was a huge overreaction. There was a huge overhyping by the Socialist Democrats and their fake news media allies in order to win a presidential election. And we should never allow that to happen again.
Congressman, we've got to leave it there. We're up against a break. Folks want to find out more about your campaign. Tell them where to go.
MoBrooks.com. Very simple. MoBrooks.com. And Eric Swalwell, if you're out there, I'll see you next time we're in Washington.
Well said. Congressman Mo Brooks, ladies and gentlemen, running for United States Senate. Let's get a timeout in here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 1065.
Every gambler knows that the secret.